Now, you and I, we know the extent of the impact of corruption in South Africa, how it affects the poor most as basic services get cut, as money becomes scarce. It is also important as to how we're perceived, because over the longer term, it determines our credit ratings, our credibility as an investment destination, and whether or not we are an attractive prospect for investment. And the bad news is South Africa is sliding further and further down the, what they call the CPI, the Corruption Perceptions Index. It's compiled every year by Transparency International. And Transparency International has said, bad news, sorry, but yes, it's worse than it used to be. Kavisha Pillay is the head of campaigns at Corruption Watch, and Kavisha joins us this evening on The Money Show. Kavisha, it's a sorry state of affairs, as we have a president who's declared war on corruption. We had the Zondo Commission, the war on corruption there, yet we can't shake the global perception of us as a place that is fraught with corruption and corrupt people.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think it is quite an interesting study and survey that's emerged. And the thing that I would want to say is that this is a perception survey, so it measures perceptions. It doesn't measure actual experiences of corruption. And we know that sometimes perceptions can be different from reality. So I was, and at Corruption Watch, we also spoke about this quite extensively, about what does this number actually mean. In terms of the, in light of the fact that we have seen some important interventions in relation to the anti-corruption environment, and you've mentioned some of them, like the Zondo Commission and those years of testimony, as well as improvements to the law enforcement agencies, like the SIU, the introduction of the independent directorate. And we are seeing some level of accountability in relation to those who are committing corrupt activities. It may not be enough to sway perceptions. I think if we had to do a public perception survey, chances are it would be much worse than what's emerged from this particular survey.
Exactly. I think South Africans, we're so punch drunk that, you know, somebody opens an envelope and immediately we think it's full of cash and they're stealing it. And it could just be it wouldn't be an electricity bill. It'd probably be a tax demand from SARS or something along those lines. But yes, our own perception of corruption is probably worse than the global perception of corruption. But perception equals reality in the eyes of investors. They've got very little to go on other than what they believe is real. And if we keep deteriorating on these perception indices, unfortunately, that becomes fact and that becomes what decisions are based upon, or at least influenced by very significantly.
I completely agree. I mean, I'm not fully... I don't fully support the methodology that's used to derive these perception surveys. I don't necessarily think that it's an objective assessment or an objective perception, if there is such a thing, of what's going on. I remember a few years ago, in the height of state capture, South Africa actually improved on the perception survey, whereas now when you actually are seeing some interventions, we're sliding down. So it is an important thing. I don't think that we should disregard it or discount what these perception surveys say, but I do think that we have to look at a bigger picture as well, in terms of perceptions, in terms of experiences of corruption, and in terms of what is actually being done to respond to this problem. I think that we
Answer this question for me, Kavisha, and I will let you go. Are we beginning to make inroads in the real world battle against corruption? Because from where I sit, from where many people listening to us sit, from where the people at Transparency International sit, it doesn't feel like it or look like it.
That's a hard one, because where you do see accountability in some instances, corruption feels so entrenched into our society that it just gets worse in other instances. I have the privilege of engaging with various people in civil society, academia, law enforcement, government, private sector, etc. And that gives me a view and an understanding that nobody is just sitting and observing this. There's actual activities and interventions to address these problems. And some of them have been quite significant. But I think that because there's such low trust in government, in people with positions of power, it's very easy to dismiss any of these interventions as meaningful. And that's why I was saying earlier, that we still have a long way to go in society to address the large-scale corruption, both petty and grand corruption that we are experiencing, but also to improve the levels of public trust, because at this point it is very low right now.
Thank you, Kavisha Pillay, head of campaigns at Corruption Watch. And it is about trust. It's about trust in government. It's about the perception you have in government. Do you trust government to do anything? As soon as the story broke in Eyewitness News at 7 o'clock last night that the ANC Lekgotla had moved to declare a state of disaster around electricity provision, my immediate response was, oh dear, the crooks are going to be lining up. And I've been watching media today and it's all, oh dear, the crooks are going to be lining up, because our immediate knee-jerk response to these things is, we don't trust you guys. You have not earned our trust. And therefore, we believe that you are dishonest and you are going to do this for your own benefit. And if you're not doing it for your own benefit, there are going to be such great big loopholes to drive trucks through that people are going to exploit the opportunity that a state of disaster brings. In the same way as when we talk about perceptions of corruption, we believe it's probably a lot worse than it actually is. And there is some progress being made, but we're cynical of the progress that's being made. Because is it really going to lead to jail time? Is it really going to see the bad guys go to jail? We wait and see.